Week 6 locker room chats here on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Sabetha Blue Jays locker room chat here with head coach Josh Wartenberger. This locker room chat is brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. It's been a couple of games. Last time we spoke, coach, it's been a win over Riley County, 49-44, and also a win over Girard, 53-27. Kind of a tale of two halves between both those games, coming with wins. Girard holding that team to just 8 points in the first half, and then the win over Riley County being down 31-13 in the first half, but having an immaculate comeback in the second half, led by Cole Meadle, who had 16 points in that second half performance, those final two quarters, winning that one 49-44. Coach, what can you tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
Yeah, so Riley County, the first half when we were playing them, they did a good job of kind of getting us out of rhythm with their defense, and we were kind of stagnant on offense, but then our guys really responded the second half of just picking up defensive pressure, led to some offensive transition and just some ball movement and just overall movement on the offensive end that allowed us to get some good shots. And so, yeah, it was a fun second half for us to be a part of, and to come back to get that win showed a lot about our guys. And then, yeah, the Girard game, I think we kind of continued that pressure to start the game against them that we were showing in the Riley County game. So it was neat to see that carry over and to build an early lead at the beginning of the game. And then they did the work at the beginning to be able to finish off at the end there against Girard.
Not only are you jetpacking off of that huge comeback victory from Riley County, but also a first-round win in this Burlington Invitational. Now on a three-game winning streak, you head now and take on Paola here on Thursday this week, and then a to-be-decided matchup on Friday, a potential first-place game if you get that victory over Paola. What are going to be some keys here in this matchup against Paola, and what are some expectations for the rest of this tournament?
Yeah, so we just want to have a lot of competitive games when we go down there, and Burlington always provides that. We're either getting a really good 3A team or a 4A team that's been battle tested, and Paola has had a really tough schedule, and we know that they'll be a good team for us. They've got some size on the inside. They've got a couple 6'8 twins that are just putting up some good numbers, and they have really good guards on the perimeter to complement what they do. So I think we just need to go in and be aggressive, not be intimidated, and continue to attack on the offensive end, and then on the defensive end, we've got to lock down and bear down a little bit and try to keep some bigger guys out of the post area.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 6 of our locker room chat. Good luck here on your upcoming games.
Thanks, Crandon.
That was head coach Josh Wartenberger of the Sabetha Blue Jays. Again, this locker room chat here is brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Upcoming for the Sabetha Blue Jays, Paola here on Thursday, and a chance to head to the first place match at the Burlington Invitational.